Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle. I am the candle that sets on the bedsides of children all over the world. All over the world, I greet children and see the games they play and the things they do, and I am just so proud of everything that I see, because children are just so special. I was visiting in a home. It was an ordinary home. The people were coal miners, and they lived in this wonderful place of Ireland. And they had beautiful coal mines there. And Daddy would come home from work, and he would be very black. He'd take a bath at the mine before he'd leave there, but he'd take another bath when he got home. And he'd get the coal off of his body, and he'd come to the table so sparkling and so clean, it was really something to be seen. And when Daddy would come to the table, he'd be dressed in his good suit. It was really the only suit he had, but he was dressed in his good suit, and he had clean socks and everything. And all of the children, there were 8 of us children in that family, all of the children would all be dressed nicely too. They'd be wearing their school clothing, they'd be wearing their going to church clothing, they'd be dressed so nice. Because at dinner time, it was a time of sharing and a time of being there. That's what this little boy told me. He told me that he loved his Irish family, and he loved dinner time, because it was a time when everyone acted very nice. And I asked him, I said, how can everybody act very nice, you know? How come? Well, when Mommy and Daddy act very nice, I guess we all just act very nice. Now, Mommy and Daddy sit down properly at the table. Daddy even takes the time, not even, this is a natural thing in his family. Daddy takes the time and pulls a chair out for Mommy, and she sits down. And so the boys in the family go around and pull out the chairs for the girls in the family and have them sit down. And each child sits down. And then Daddy says, all right, now let's hold hands. And so they all hold hands. And as they hold hands, Daddy begins, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And they all say that in harmony. They all say it in unison 3 times. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And you know, it was a real pleasure to see them all sitting there together, sharing a meal together. Now, they were not rich people, but everything they had was beautiful. The plates were clean. They might have had a crack here or there, or the silverware might have been bent a little bit, but everything was in good order, as good as it could be. And everyone sat with great respect and great love. And there was a tablecloth on the table, because somebody cared. And there were napkins at each place, well-worn napkins that had been used for many years, but they were there at the place. And the food that was served was so lovingly served that everyone felt an honor to eat at this table. And Mother said, would you please pass the potatoes? And so the potatoes were passed to her, and she took some potatoes. And then she passed them around to everyone else. And Mother said, would you please pass the meat? And they passed the meat. Would you please pass the... And Mother, gently, with respect, because there was a quietness and a gentleness and a tenderness at the table, and everyone sat lovingly talking to each other, sharing what had happened during the day. And then Daddy said, all right, now, we have a special candy bar that I brought home. And this candy bar goes to the person who tells the most beautiful story about what happened in school today. Now, it may have been an experience that they actually had, and it may have been a and play and pretend experience, because everyone doesn't have what they call great experiences every day. Now let's see who's got the greatest imagination and maybe even the greatest experience of the most wonderful thing that happened in school today. And so each child went around and told what happened in school today. And as they told what happened in school today, oh, some of the stories were fanciful indeed. They were wonderful and they were marvelous. And everyone laughed and giggled as they heard them, because they knew whether they were made up or fanciful or whether they actually happened. And sometimes they were surprised that some of the things actually did happen. And so then everybody says, okay, now Daddy, you tell us one. And so Daddy told what happened to him, the most wonderful thing that happened to him. And he said he was in the coal mine today, and as he was in the coal mine, he was working away, and he was thinking in his heart, I like me, I like me, I like me. And before he knew it, he was saying it out loud. And one of his co-workers heard him say that. And the co-worker turned to him and said, say, Henry, what is this here, I like me bit? And Henry got a little red in the face. He didn't realize that he had been saying it out loud. Well, I say I like me because that's the truth about me. I am a happy man, and I like a happy man. I am a joyous man. I like being a joyous man. I am honorable, and I like being honorable. I just like me. I like me under everything I do. And everything, hey, I can understand, Henry, why you do that, because you are a likable man. Well, I remind myself again and again and again that I'm a likable man. Well, Henry, do you think it would help me? Well, I tell you, it would help you. It would help you so much, because I know how it helped me. But you do it because you want to. Now you start finding all the little things about yourself that you like, and you say, I like me. Don't say it out loud, but say it to yourself. And say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And say how wonderful the world is. And you know, pretty soon, my partner, he started saying that, and he was quietly saying that. And as we went through our work day, he had a big smile on his face. And when we went to wash off all the coal dust before we went out on top, I saw him in the shower, and he was saying, I like me, I like me. And as we went up in the elevator, he was saying quietly, I like me, but he had that wonderful smile on his face that told me he was saying, I like me. And, you know, he turned to me just before he went to his house, and he says, John, Henry, do you know, I feel so good. I'm going to share with my family, I like me, and let them say I like me too, because I know what it's going to do to us. Well, you see, when we say I like me to ourselves, we sometimes plant a seed, because other people see how much we like ourselves and how happy we are, and they do that too. And all the children and mothers said, wow, Henry, that was great. Henry, you get the candy bar. Oh, come on now, Henry said. I don't need the candy bar. Oh, nobody needs the candy bar, but that's your prize. You can do anything you want with it. All right. So Henry took this candy bar, which was an O. Henry candy bar, and he took his knife and he cut it into 8, 9, 10 pieces. And everybody at the table, all 8 children and mommy and daddy, each had a piece. Daddy shared what he had. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Now, as Mr. Candle, I go around the world and I see families doing wonderful things. And I see wonderful things taking place in families. And I think to myself, my goodness, how wonderful it is when they find that within the family, when the mother and father are living examples for their children. Living examples in a loving way, not in a demanding way, but in a loving way. and how wonderful that is. And all eight children were such beautiful, gentle children, because their mother and father did not have to shout at them. The mother and father did not have to order them around. The mother and father were living examples of what they believed, and their children were living examples of what their parents were, because the children believed in their parents. How wonderful that is, isn't it? Oh, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's all ready to sprinkle his pixie dust all over all of the children. Now it's time to snuggle in and go to bed. So grab your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And snuggle down your bed now and be ready to have sweet dreams with the wonderful pixie dust that Mr. Sandman sprinkles all over you. Have a good night now, and know that I'll see you again, and I love you. I love you. I love you.